I'll tell you why most people are unhappy. They don't move. Look at our lives today. I mean, most people live in a box, don't they? And then what do? They get up in the morning, have a box cereal breakfast, right? And then they get in their box and they drive. And sure enough, they drive to their box office. They go up a box elevator. They type on a box. They talk on a box. They have a box lunch. They drive their box home. They turn in a box to be entertained. And maybe, maybe they just really go for the variety and have a cylinder to try and change their state. Listen, life has got to be about movement. When you move, you're alive. Emotion comes from motion. The more you move, the more you feel. Motion in your voice. For me to have this voice change, I'm changing the way I move. You saw me right now, you think I'm a maniac because I'm moving different ways, but that's how you feel. And by the way, the less you move, the less you feel, the less alive you are. If you're totally rigid, totally inflexible, no movement, this is known as death, right? So if you have emotionally, you're stuck, move. So every day you got to move. Now, that can be a simple, gentle form of exercise, but it's something that's got to happen. And by the way, if you want a great relationship with anybody, what do you got to have? Some time with them, don't you? How about you? How about you? And not only do you have to have time with them, but maybe have a conversation with them. And most of us got conversations in our head, but we're not directing them. So we're going to show you each day how to have a conversation that you direct, a way of directing your mind, of shaping your mind, of conditioning your mind. It's kind of like going to the gym and just getting in the best shape of your life, but it's the best mental, emotional, spiritual, physical shape. And you don't need me to do it. I don't have to follow you around the rest of your life. This is going to be something you're going to do for yourself. If you want to visit with me again, great. Or come see me in a seminar. I'd love to meet you, but you don't need me. I'm not here to create dependency. I'm here to remind you what you know is true, just to create some habits that will create the result you want. So how does it work? Well, let's do this first. It's time for you to make some discoveries. The quality of your life is the quality of the consistent emotions you experience. I'll say that again. How you feel is your life. What are the feelings you have on a consistent basis? So I'm going to ask you, just take a moment. You can do it in a journal. You can do it on a piece of paper. You don't make it rules-driven. Just do it. Don't just do it in your head. I want you to write down all the emotions you experience in an average week. And on one side, write all the good ones. The other side, all the bad ones. Now, when I say bad ones, there really are no bad emotions, but the ones that are painful and you don't like. So all I want you to do is write them down. And when you write them down, try not to edit them. Don't try and say, well, just do it this way. If you experience this emotion on a consistent basis, doesn't mean every day, but at least once a week, write it down. The ones you consistently feel, not the one once in a while you feel this feeling, because what this is going to tell us is where you're really living right now. This doesn't tell me your income. I don't care. But I care about what you're passionate about. I care about what hurts you. I care about what you love. I care about what moves you. And you do too. And you don't even have to tell me the what's. Let's just figure out the feelings first. So please take a moment right now, because now we're going to begin to stop talking and we're going to start the process of doing. First step here is let's figure out where you are. Write down now, on one side, all the emotions you consistently feel in a week that are positive, on the other side, all negative. So stop the CD now and get yourself to this right now. Go ahead. Are you still listening? I'm not going to continue until you do this. Come on here. You got to get the right. Don't just listen. Okay, if you're in your car and you say you can't do it, then do it in your head at least. Or pull the car over. You're worth figuring out where you are. Cars are going to go by. You're going to drive the rest of your life. You're still going to get there. It'll take 3 minutes. Come on, be one of the few to do. Pull over. That's it. Pull over right now. Sit down and write this out just for a second. I promise you it'll be worth it. Go ahead and do it. Do it right now. So now you have some emotions that you really want. How do you create them? And you have some emotions you don't want. How do you get rid of them? What if I told you you literally could change how you feel in an instant? Well, you know this is true from your past experience at times, right? There are times, like we said earlier, where you're totally upset and then something got your attention and now you're laughing. You know, people can be literally at a funeral and they're in a terrible place and all of a sudden something cracks them up. I mean, it's pretty rare, but it has happened. People can be in a place where they're in the worst situation and somehow they find all their determination. How to do that specifically is what I want to show you real quickly now. And I'm going to give you a quick overview of it, but I'll give it to you in three parts. Three things you need to feel anything. These are the reasons why you feel anything. In other words, if you feel sad or upset or frustrated or depressed, there's only three reasons. And if you change any one of these three, you're going to change how you feel. And if you change all three, you'll change how you feel completely. If you're feeling happy, if you're feeling excited, if you're feeling euphoric, if you're on a roll and you want to know why you feel that way, yeah, maybe great things are happening in your life, but there's a reason why you feel that way in this moment. Sometimes you have great things happening in your life and you still don't feel great. So how do you do that? There's three reasons. Three things have to be in place for you to feel great. I call these three reasons the triad because there are three patterns that if you do these three patterns in your body in a certain way, you'll get a certain result, and it's like a recipe. You do one recipe, you get one result. You do another one, you get a different result. You get one kind of cake or another. So let's give you an example. I have a seminar I do that's the initial seminar most people go to. It's a chance in a weekend to revolutionize your whole life, not just change things or make it a little better, but to really step up and say, I'm going to transform it. I don't care if it's my body, my emotions, a fear, my job. It's time to do it. And we put people in an environment for 3 days of total immersion that is a blast, and people come out transformed. That process, though, very often, one of the first things I'll do is I'll ask people, what do you really want? Just I'll take people in the audience. We've got 1,500, 2,000 people in that type of program usually, and they'll say, oh, well, I want to make, you know, $1 million. I want to make $1 billion. I want to help my kids get through school. I want to have more confidence. I want to lose 57 pounds. I say, okay, great. Why do you want these things? If you lost the 57 pounds, if you made $1 billion, what are you going to get? And sooner or later, they'd say, well, you know, if I change the world, it'll make a difference. And I'll say, yeah, but what will that give you? And eventually say, well, it'd make me feel good, like my life had meaning. Or they'll say, you know, if I lost 47 pounds, I'd feel more sexy, or I'd feel more energetic. Or they'd say, if I made this money, I'd feel freedom or power or secure. Whatever it is you want, you only want it because you think it's going to give you a feeling. And the truth of the matter is you can have that feeling right now if you just change these three patterns I'm going to tell you about. So the first pattern that determines how you feel is not the event, but what you do with your body in this moment. Right now, you're feeling, whatever you're feeling right now as you're listening to me, is related first to how you're using your body. If you're slumped over, if you've not been using it, if you're tired, you probably feel different than if you're listening to me walking right now as an example. Now, I'll give you a more specific example. If I were to tell you that there was a depressed person behind curtain number one over here, and for a $100,000 donation to your favorite charity, if you could describe them physically without seeing them, I bet you could do it, couldn't you? What's their posture like? You know, say it or think it at least. You can say it. No one's going to hear it. You're probably in the car. You're walking. People talk on phones all the time. They don't know what's going on. Speak to me. Seriously, what's their body like? First, their posture is probably what? Slumped. Where are their eyes? Down. Where's their head? Down. What's their breathing like? Full or shallow? Of course it's shallow. Their facial expression, up and tight or slack? You know what's slack. Now, how come you know all these things without me telling you? Because you've practiced this stuff before, haven't you? We all have if we've ever experienced this. Now, if you do this with your body, I don't care who we are. If you do these things to your body, you're going to feel lousy. You're going to feel depressed. Now, if you change the way you use your body, if you put your shoulders back, if you breathe, if you use your voice in a different way, if you move or gesture in a different tempo, it's hard to feel depressed in that way. In fact, there was a research study that was done early in my career that was done at UC Berkeley. And they did something that sounded insane. Traditionally, if somebody's depressed, if they go to a traditional psychiatric approach, today we live with a philosophy that depression is merely a Prozac deficiency. You know, that we live in this world today that if things aren't working out, let's not resolve what's going on inside you. Let's just drug you. It's called better living through chemistry. Yeah, just drug you and keep on going. We do the same thing with kids today. We got this attention deficit disorder. They've now upgraded it to ADHD, attention deficit hyperactive disorder. This couldn't be the fact that kids are overstimulated, don't get enough focus or attention, and don't know how to use their energy in a world where things are going so slow when they're learning in school compared to how they are on the internet or on MTV or anything else. It must be that we should drug them into submission so they get as slow as us and more comfortable. It's an interesting way that we look at life today. The truth of the matter is these kids are using their bodies in ways that aren't acceptable, but they're not being directed. We go for the quick hit. We want the instant solution, even if it isn't the long-term solution that makes us more healthy. You can get a solution, but it may not be sustainable in a healthful way. The bottom line is, in that approach, we usually drug people. So at UC Berkeley, they tried something different. No drugs. Did something you're going to think sounds so stupid. Here's all they did. They came up with a simple approach. They took people that were clinically depressed. This means you achieved high levels of depression. You've got certification now. You are clinically depressed. You are an achiever at the depression level. This means you practice this pattern on a regular basis. And they took them. And by the way, I know I'm sounding obnoxious right now. I'm not trying to make depression sound like these people are terrible, because I felt it in my life a long time ago too, but I don't go there anymore because I know exactly what creates it. And I want to break the pattern of us thinking we're not in control. So please understand where I'm really coming from. But the point is, here's what they did. They had people come for 4 weeks, stand in front of this mirror that has three parts to it, and do one silly thing. Grin from ear to ear. And they had to make them smile for no good reason for 20 minutes. Now, when they're doing this, they had a grin so big that they created crow's feet on the side of the eyes. You know that little set of lines you're smiling so big? Now, interesting, they keep their shoulders back while they're doing this and breathe fully. You go, dumb idea. But what happened? Not a single person was able to remain depressed, including a woman who claimed that she was depressed even while she slept, which is one heck of an accomplishment. And you know what's interesting? At the end of these 20 days, many of them had no need for medication anymore, and that's all they changed. Only one part of what we call their triad. Just the physical part. That's how powerful it is. See, if you rise up, if you move up, if you use your body in a totally different way, you're going to feel different. Emotion is created by motion. See, we have 80 muscles in our face. How many of them are you using consciously? Are you doing anything different with your body so you can feel different? Or do you do the same things so you feel the same things? You look at your list you have written down there. That list represents a few patterns that you do in your body on a regular basis and you don't even think about it. And whenever you do it, you're going to feel it. Some make you feel good when you do that. Some make you feel bad. By the way, when you think about a movement, to breathe, you got to move. To sing, you got to move. To speak. If I start talking like this, I'm moving organs in my body in a different way than if I start speaking more like this. Hi, I'm Tony Robbins, and I'm going to share with you now how to have an extraordinary life during the next 7,000 hours of this program. You got, turn this guy off quick. There's got to be some combination of energy there. And that energy comes because I'm not sitting in a chair here. I don't have a script in front of me. I'm looking at this microphone. I'm visualizing your face. And I'm trying to think what I can give you that I know will make a difference. And I'm telling you, the number one thing is change the way you move. Change the way you use your body. And you'll change the way you feel now, instantly. I don't care how bad you felt if you change it. Now, if you just change it for a second and you move your hands up for a moment, you make a little minor change, you'll get a minor change in feeling. But if you make a radical change, if you go, yes, I'm doing this now, I'm sick of this, I promise you, you're going to feel different if you go, I don't know what to do. I know this sounds so stupid, but it works. And you know what? The best study of life is what works, even if it's simple. It's nice to have things simple. Why do we have to make it so hard to feel good?